I'm going to read verses from 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because He first loved us. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. Let all you do be done in love. Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing? Good. All right, well, I would like to invite you guys to our fellowship after church. We're going to have a meal. I'm going to keep this sermon short, sweet, and to the point so we can get there and fellowship with everybody soon. All right. With the passing of Valentine's Day, we saw all the candy, teddy bears, and flowers put in every store you walk into, beginning directly after Christmas. Love is defined as an intense feeling of love or affection. I recently asked on a poll a word they would use to describe Jesus' love. The words that were used were gracious, pure, never-ending, overflowing, and unconditional, which is exhibited over and over again in the Bible by the selfless love of Jesus. Also exhibited in the Bible are the five love languages. Love languages are ways to describe how people express or like to receive love. As well as we use them in present day, Jesus used them in His time here on earth. The five love languages are physical touch, acts of service, quality time, receiving gifts, and words of affirmation. Firstly, physical touch demonstrated among many in Luke 8. Jesus was in the Gerasenes' land across from Galilee. He had already healed a man possessed with demons and was on His way to heal a dying girl. Moving through the smothering crowds, Jesus felt a woman touch His clothes. This woman had been sick for several years. At the touch of His clothes, she was instantly healed. Jesus, who felt the healing power leave His body, stopped, asked who touched Him. His disciples were irritated. Overrun in this huge crowd of people, and in a hurry, Jesus asked one woman who touched Him. Once the woman came forward, Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." This is one of the stories of Jesus' love through His physical touch that was extremely impactful on the lives of all. The next love language is words of affirmation. Jesus said to John the Baptist that He is more than just a prophet, and among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater. These are some of the most powerful words of affirmation recorded in the entire Bible. We strive for words of affirmation like these from our bosses, teachers, families, or significant others. These words make us feel accomplished, like we have a purpose in life. These pats on the back are extremely motivating towards the human race. What words should we really be striving to heal? Well done, my good and faithful servant. By serving and loving like Jesus, it is certain you will be greeted at the glorious gates of heaven with those sweet sounding words. Next, acts of service, my personal favorite, especially when you have the privilege of treating your father and significant other with frequent food items, always appreciated among households. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7 says to serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord. Jesus' journey here on earth has been filled with acts of service. Sitting in your pew now, you could probably think of a handful, turning water into wine, healings, giving sight to the blind, etc. In the obvious, ultimate act of service, giving up His life for our sins. Now, Jesus doesn't expect you to sacrifice yourself for all sins of humankind, as He did, but to mentor, volunteer, and spread the word, as He did, as it is our job as Christians to serve. Frequently among the Bible, Jesus exhibits the love language of quality time. The best example, the Last Supper. Jesus gathered His 12 disciples at the table the night before His crucifixion. He spent mass amounts of quality time with His disciples throughout the book of John. While spending these mass amounts of quality time with His disciples, He He also spent it in crowds, including tax collectors, murderers, and sinners, without a second thought to who they were, or how, or what they had done, or how people thought of them. He didn't care. He knew the value of his quality time and how he used it to spread the word of God. So spend time in fellowship with your friends, family, and congregation, as we are all sinners and we should love each other as such. The last love language, receiving gifts. Valentine's Day is traditionally that, receiving chocolates, flowers, or teddy bears just to show our love for our significant others. Love is so much more than that. Jesus outdoes us every time. Jesus was the ultimate giver of gifts. Feeding the masses with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, or the best one, the gift of forgiveness when we sin. Though we'll never be able to beat him with that one, we can still give the gift to his word. The inspiring stories and correlation of love languages throughout the Bible is just another way Jesus is just as human as we are. We are graced with the power to love as Jesus did. So love unconditionally, love graciously, love purely, love like Jesus. Amen.